With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. Overseas, the war continues in the Israeli in the Hamas conflict. The Israeli military says the besieged enclaves Hamas rulers are encountering the full force of its troops, as we hear from the BBC's Rashidi Abu Alouf.
In Gaza City, people are started to flee the heavy fighting around the city as the Israeli ground operation expanded around Gaza City from three different directions. The tanks were advancing near Gaza City itself. Tonight, again, the Israeli airstrike were intensified around the Al-Quds Hospital and also around the Shifa Hospital. We feel that Israel is pushing the civilian population to flee this place. They bombed tonight the largest bakery in the place that is feeding most of the bread to the neighborhood near the Shifa Hospital.
Israel's military says it's encircled Gaza City. Its airstrikes have reportedly killed civilians at a UN shelter and hospital in the main combat zone. Also at SRNnews.com, villagers in the mountains of northwest Nepal have cremated some of the bodies of some who perished in that 5.6 magnitude earthquake that hit the area Friday night. The strong tremor killed 157 people, left thousands homeless. Bidenomics driving up the cost of health care. That's the assessment of the Heritage Foundation research fellow Nina Schaefer, who argues rather than addressing underlying issues, the Biden administration's answer to rising health care costs is more government. Schaefer tells the Salem Radio Network making the Affordable Care Act subsidies permanent would be irresponsible.
We'll throw more money at the subsidies and allow the insurance plans to reap the benefit from that. But we still have premiums that are increasing across the board.
This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple takes another hit.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While abortion is still legal and widely available in Russia, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry's mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from killing their babies. An increasing percentage of abortions in Russia are being carried out with drugs. Other countries around Europe are also looking into more stricter laws. This is SRN News. An Arkansas man arrested after allegedly trying to crash through the exit gates of a South Carolina nuclear plant.
The Oconee County Sheriff's Office says Doyle Wayne Wisenhunt, taken into custody at an abandoned home in Pickens County, South Carolina. The 66-year-old Wisenhunt has now been charged with one count each of attempted murder, malicious injury to personal property, and unlawful entry into an enclosed place related to the incident at the Oconee Nuclear Station. Jason Walker reporting.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's 10-year-old daughter was one of the 19 children and two teachers killed in last year's mass shooting in Uvalde. Now Mata Rubio getting her start in politics at the local level, running to become the city's first ever female mayor when elections are held in Houston in the Uvalde area on Tuesday. She's running against a former mayor and an elementary school teacher. More at SRNnews.com.